A Lenten devotional for March 14th, 2020, based on 1 Corinthians 7, verses 10 to 24, by the Reverend Diane Fonderlin. During our time in the overseas mission field, my husband, Tim, and I lived in some of the world's most impoverished nations. Over the years, we encountered countless challenges as we sought ways to work alongside people who needed decent shelter, good health care, enough food to eat, and educational opportunities. To say that I never thought about just packing up and leaving would not be honest. Sometimes I would get so frustrated with bureaucratic red tape and government officials that I would mentally throw my hands in the air and say, "Lord, I'm ready to get out of here." But then I would spend a morning with Carl, the young man who served as my interpreter for seminary classes, and all those thoughts would melt away. Very bright and with a grasp of English that was so good, Carl would easily translate difficult theological concepts into explanations that Creole and French-speaking students could understand. Knowing of Carl's desire to teach theology, I often thought how great it would be for him to study at a seminary in the U.S. or France. There he could flourish, get hired at a good theological school, and help equip future pastors. But Carl has other ideas. Yes, he would like to take graduate courses at a good seminary, but his ultimate goal would always be to return to his homeland to teach theology. Because of all the limitations that people in his home country face, Carl wants to be a part of giving students the best schooling possible. This young man is truly content to bloom where he was planted. The principle is what Paul teaches the church at Corinth here in verses 10 to 24 of chapter 7. Many of those baby Christians were still holding on to their old way of life, and Paul's first letter to them is one of good, practical counsel. He wants people to understand that they can be good Christians, no matter their circumstances, and that they can bring about change by being obedient to the gospel. These are words that still hold true for us today. Lord of all creation, desire of our hearts, we thank you that we are able to come to you in the knowledge that our words reach loving ears. We are humbled by such caring. In this season of Lent, help us, we pray, to understand more fully your purposes for our lives. Strengthen us and guide us in the power of your great and Holy Spirit so that we might fulfill those purposes. For in doing so, our hope is that we may represent you in this world with all the graciousness, kindness, generosity, forgiveness, and love that Jesus Christ himself revealed when he walked this earth. O Lord, we truly want to be participants in your kingdom building. In the name of Christ, amen.